Is a digital dystopia in our future, or is it already here? Even before artificial intelligence becomes a credible threat, the digital world has already slipped beyond our ability to control, according to David Auerbach, author of the new book, Meganets: How Digital Forces Beyond Our Control Commandeer Our Daily Lives and Inner Realities. David is a writer and software engineer who worked at both Google and Microsoft after graduating from Yale University. He has previously authored a column in Slate and writes on a variety of subjects, including social issues and popular culture, the environment, computer games, philosophy, and literature. And he joins us now to share five of his big ideas.
Hi, I'm David Auerbach. For many years, I worked as a software engineer at Google and Microsoft on search engines and networking before turning to writing about my experience of technology and what it's doing to us all. My new book, Meganets: How Digital Forces Beyond Our Control Commandeer Our Daily Lives and Inner Realities, was just published by Public Affairs following my earlier book, Bitwise: A Life in Code. And I'm going to share with you five key insights from Meganets. Insight number one, we are asking the wrong questions about our online lives today. We fundamentally misunderstand how computer networks function in today's world. Software and algorithms have historically been boxed-up products made by technology companies. But for our huge networked systems today, from Facebook to Twitter to Google to Amazon to Bitcoin to Fortnite to ChatGPT and its AI brethren, that is not the case. With these systems, you can never step into the same data stream twice. Just by participating in these systems, users change the underlying algorithms and data that shape these systems. These algorithms aren't the elegant human creations of yesteryear, but elaborate messes of computer-generated spaghetti which cannot be summarized, controlled, or even fully understood. And they are constantly in flux because every one of us exerts a little bit of collective authorship over them. When each one of us has a little bit of power, that results in the creators and operators of these systems having significantly less. Centralized control of these systems is no longer fully possible. And that's why, whether it's Facebook or ChatGPT or Bitcoin, we feel and see an increasing amount of chaos that no one seems to be able to do anything about. These systems are organic and evolving, not static and precise. They are closer to economies, to the weather, to ecosystems, than they are to classic algorithms and software. We need a new word for these systems, which are not machines and not humans, but the combination of the two working together at blinding speed. I call them meganets, persistent, evolving, and opaque data networks that control how we see the world. Insight number two, meganets come about from the combination of two pieces. First, millions upon millions of users, and second, the complex algorithm and AI-driven servers that they interact with. These two components operate on each other in a feedback loop too big and too fast to contain. There are three defining characteristics of a meganet: volume, velocity, and virality. Volume is the size, the petabytes and exabytes of data that shape these systems. Velocity is the speed at which hundreds of millions of people interact with these systems, add new data to them, and instantly update and transform the algorithms that these systems can contain. And virality is the feedback by which changes lead to more changes, each change potentially causing a huge ripple effect far beyond its origin. Not all meganet activity goes viral in this way, but with the size and speed in play, it's impossible to predict what will. Insight number three. The meganet, as I call it, underpins many seemingly different systems. Social media, AI, cryptocurrency, online gaming, government identity systems, and more. We may treat these as independent problems, but in fact, they are all plagued by the same loss of control. Whether it's ChatGPT, or Facebook, or India's Aadhaar identity service, or China's social credit systems, unwanted behavior arises from the systems becoming so large and so densely networked that the question is not if, but when some sort of cascading failure will arise. With AI in particular, this process is supercharged. The training data sets for any deep learning AIs, whether they're LLMs or something else, are so enormous that it is quite literally impossible to validate that everything fed into ChatGPT is true much less guard against the possibility of it producing false hallucinations in its responses. If a MegaNet can tolerate a decent degree of failure, if showing irrelevant content on a feed or misclassifying someone demographically is tolerable, then for those applications, AIs have much to offer. But if we need human or better levels of performance, if we need an AI that gives us guaranteed law cases that really exist, then we're faced with the uncomfortable dilemma of either needing more human labor than exists to verify MegaNet activity, or else putting up with unpredictable behavior from these systems that combine machine efficiency with human unpredictability. Insight number four. Our failure to understand MegaNets causes us to look for solutions in the wrong place and where none exist. We repeatedly ask organizations, whether they're corporations or government regulators, to take back control of these systems and beat them into the shape we want. Whether we're begging Facebook to stamp out misinformation, or asking Twitter to stamp out abuse, or insisting that OpenAI stop ChatGPT from hallucinating, we're making the mistake of thinking that they have control over their systems. A misapprehension that many tech companies would prefer us to have, but a false one nonetheless. In 2020, in response to a controversy over a glut of far-right material on Facebook, one Facebook internal executive memo laid out two very important action items. First, quote, limit the meme that we're slow to spot misuse and can't control Facebook. Second, quote, limit the meme that we cannot control our systems or are too slow to spot these different types of abuses. The reason why they were so concerned with limiting these memes is because they are basically true. When Facebook banned all political advertising in the run-up to the 2020 election and limited forwarding of all links to a maximum of 5 people at a time, these weren't the policies of a company that exerts micro-control over the content in its system. Increasingly, YouTube bans all comments on a large number of its videos. Again, that sort of macroscopic move is only necessary because they don't have fine-grained control. Insight number five. While we can't hope to control MegaNets in any kind of fine-grained way, something I talk about at length in my book, there are mitigation tactics for their worst excesses. They're not cure-alls. We can't stomp out bad content in an endless game of whack-a-mole. We can't anticipate what harmful trends might blow up. But what we can do, though, is to temper the intense feedback loops that arise with broad, soft, non-targeted approaches. Instead of trying to tell good from bad, which humans can't do quickly enough and which machines can't do accurately enough, and which arguably we couldn't agree on anyway, we can try to soften the feedback-driven excesses. We can limit the spread of any content that is spreading too quickly, not censoring it but de-ranking it temporarily. We can reduce the volume of the loudest voices and raise it on the quieter voices. We can reduce the strict regime of recommendation algorithms and introduce more randomness and variety in the hopes of breaking up the narrative bunkers that MegaNets sort bunker people into. Facebook and TikTok have already tried some of these non-targeted approaches and have met with more success than trying to stamp out specific types of contents. And when it comes to AI, we can exert a lot more care in terms of the selection and filtering of training data. It will take experimentation and coordination to figure out the best way to implement these sorts of mechanisms. But recognizing the limits of our control over MegaNets is the first step towards actually improving them. So to sum up, first, we fundamentally misunderstand how life works and we overestimate our control over our online systems. Second, the key piece of online life today is what I call a MegaNet, which consists both of human and machine pieces interacting at scales too big and too fast for us to control. Third, these MegaNets underpin a tremendous variety of systems, far beyond social networks, and well into the AI of today and many other types of systems. Fourth, our failure to see these MegaNets for what they are causes us to look for solutions where none exist and repeatedly bang our heads against the same walls. And finally, while we cannot control these MegaNet systems, we can influence and tame them a bit through the right measures. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy my book, MegaNets.
Thank you, David. That was David Auerbach with 5 big ideas from MegaNets, how digital forces beyond our control commandeer our daily lives and inner realities. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.